I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This is the sound of Turkish protests that began on March 19th, a day before Istanbul University annulled Ekrem İmamoğlu's degree, barring him from running in the presidential election. İmamoğlu, a leading rival to pro-Islamic President Erdogan, was soon jailed, triggering nationwide protests. Tens of thousands have taken to the streets with over 1,100 arrests so far. A local believer we'll call Emra explains.
What protesters are afraid of is future security, because what we see here is the government more and more abusing their power.
Protesters are shouting rights, law, and justice. They're concerned over the country's growing oppression of freedom and persecution of opposition. Pray for the safety of protesters and their freedom, and ask God to provide gospel opportunities. And finally, Jesus loves women, and Silk Handley with A3 says it's important for women to know they're valuable.
To the Lord, but also in their context to serve, to minister, that they have a voice.
She says A3's Women in Ministry cohort is designed to bring women to the table.
This is just a great opportunity for us to come alongside women.
What started as a Bible study in one Southeast Asian country has since spread to four others. Now, women who have been blessed by A3's programs are being equipped to train others.
We empower so that each group can carry it forward.
Pray for the women who are involved with the ministry of A3.
I'm not saying women power. I'm just saying let's embrace what men and women can do for the kingdom of God.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.